Local governments often train employees on laws regarding the Freedom of Information Act, which documents are subject to public disclosure, and when emails should be handed over to people making public records requests. It was in one of these training sessions that Ben Tribbett says he was surprised to hear from the Fairfax County Attorney's Office that deleted emails were not subject to FOIA.
The very clear inference was the best way to deal with FOIA was not to catalog what you had, but it was just to delete as many things as possible.
Senator Scott Surovell, a Democrat from Fairfax, was not happy to hear about that.
Well, I thought it was kind of disturbing, so I started making inquiries into what retention policies were, and the Library of Virginia puts out retention policies for the state, but there's absolutely no consequences for anybody who violates them.
Surovell's bill to create penalties for failing to retain public records has now passed the House and Senate, although in slightly different forms. That means lawmakers are headed into a closed-door conference committee where they'll craft a compromise in secret. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.